It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Good afternoon, Jose.
Good afternoon, Nick.
I think we're going to have a wild and woolly hour here.
Oh,
especially,
man.
We started off with this absence.
Man, I was doing my work in the studio, and I was like, do I have time to do this show? And as soon as I seen the absence, I ran right in here.
And everyone out there is going to find out what it is.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for this show.
Yeah, and I gotta cool my jets. I don't want to do too much.
Wow, that was actually the whole glass.
No. I gave some to Brian.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I just took myself a little bit of a taste there, but it's pretty tasty stuff.
It is.
And it's kind of, I've never seen anything like it. It's kind of a cool thing. But we're going to get back into that once
we get going.
So anything going on in the community?
Yeah. So actually, there's the Winter Lights Festival.
And if you drink this absinthe, the lights are brighter.
That's true. The Sunset Hill Farm County Park in Valparaiso. Woo! There you can be among the first to enjoy the magic of winter lights displays for the season. So it's a family-friendly event. Includes a chance to meet Santa, make crafts, decorate cookies, sing carols, enjoy s'mores by the fire, and there's actually a fireworks display there as well.
And where's that at again?
That's in Valparaiso at Sunset Hill Farm County Park. And that's this Saturday, tomorrow from 3 to 8 p.m.
Is it just a one-time shot?
So that's basically their intro thing, and then it's to the beginning of the next year. So it'll go into 2020.
You know what's exciting about tonight, don't you?
Hmm.
Football.
Oh yeah,
football. You know, the Bears are out of it. There's nothing.
I've been hearing about the Bears.
So my winter is going to be terrible because there's no football.
Mm.
There's really no basketball, no hockey. But for right now, we have some high school football that's exciting.
All right. So what are the games?
Well, I don't know who they're playing because I don't care. And I know they're not. None of them are playing at home. But we got Maryville's playing 6A. Valpo's playing 5A. I think in Hobart's 4A and Andrea's 3A, something like that. So we got four representatives from the region.
I'm very excited about Maryville because that's my
– Mine too?
Yeah.
So we got Maryville. I'm excited about them all. I mean, Valparaiso, I know the defensive coach there, and Bill, great guy. He coached the Pop Warner teams for Boone Grove when he had them. That's another great team. So I'm rooting for all of them.
Awesome.
Go
Me too.
Team.
Go region.
Go. So, you know, the traffic's pretty – I was talking to Wayne here from the Bohemian House out of Chesterton, and he said the traffic was terrible. We were on the phone, so
you know what? Actually, there's some guy in the parking lot who's willing to give us a ride.
Really? And he's got a copter.
Yeah, he's got a
helicopter. And you know what? And he's kind of Bulgarian and Yugoslavian.
There's an accent there.
And I bet you he likes pierogies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Who'd you get?
I actually haven't met him, so let's go.
Hey, guy, you going to take us?
Ride!
Don't be screaming at me.
What?
Get to the chopper!
We're going to the chopper!
Let's get in. I think that's Arnold!
Arnold's taking us to the Ivy's Bohemian House.
Oh, man, I see it from up here.
You know he's bleeding all over the place, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I need a wipey.
What's going on?
How am I going to eat the pierogies and stuff over there with Arnold's blood on me?
All right, we are here.
Thank you, Arnold. Thank you.
Arnold, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, Arnold. Oh. You know,
he looks
perfect.
Like a political figure.
He does. He kind of looks like he came from Romania or something like that.
Yeah, or California.
Yeah, but you know what? Our guest here today, live in our studio here at 89.1 FM Lakeshore Public Radio. You're joining us on Let's Eat. Today we got Jose. I'm Chef Nick. Sharon's out for the afternoon. And our guest is from Chesterton, and he has the Ivy's Bohemian House out of Chesterton. And we want you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to this electrifying cuisine. It's Mediterranean. It's Eastern Europe, and he also has a little bit of Cajun influence to his food. Mm. We got Wayne from Ivy's Bohemian House. How you doing, Wayne?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh,
thanks for having me.
Pretty great.
What are we? I mean, you couldn't get any greater. We got this absinthe. Isn't that how you say it? Because I've never even had this before.
This is completely unique to the region, I believe.
Before we get into everything, tell everyone what we're tasting, what we just did. All I know is I just lit a bunch of sugar cubes on fire and threw it in some booze, and I'm drinking it now.
Well, basically what you've been having is the classic bohemian-style fountain. So basically if anybody's ever seen the movies where you got the sugar cube being lit and water dropping through, you know, into the glass, that's just a classic absinthe drink.
Hmm.
Now, the one we were doing is Pernod, which is the original one, invented by a French doctor right at the border in Switzerland. It started as a medicine. And, you know, if it's starting to take effect, you'll see it's still pretty medicinal.
Mm-hmm. I feel a little calmed.
I don't know if it'll make you
my
feel
finger,
better, but you
my
won't
finger
notice.
Doesn't hurt no more.
I was stressed, and now I feel great.
That's
so.
Right. So this is something you serve in your establishment?
Yes, we do. We have an absinthe lounge upstairs. It's kind of just based around that whole feel, that, you know, early France, had a little bit of a Louisiana vibe going on there.
Okay.
So this is your answer to the martini bar, you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So how's the decor in there, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, the only thing I've ever heard people say a lot when they come in is, it feels like I'm in New Orleans.
Okay.
You know, I love that. I miss New Orleans. Like,
But your food, from what is more, it's more savory. Got, you know, it's more Eastern European, isn't it?
Right. That's so from Amy, my partner. She's okay. Got a background on a Polish background. She's a trained chef like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And her family, you know, a lot of the recipes just come from that, from her own family growing up. Like the sausage is a sausage generations and generations back into Poland. And we still make it the same way.
So we want you, the listeners, to call in 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And Wayne's got a gift card to Ivy's Bohemian House
in Chesterton.
And it's a totally different cuisine that you can find around here. It's totally different. We've had over 100 different guests on this, and this is totally different than anything else we've had. Especially that drink there is really good. It's really good. So why, you know, your name's Wayne, and the place is called Ivy. So how did that happen?
Well, there really is no Ivy.
Okay.
That's the secret. People ask that all the time.
Really?
If someone come in and ask for Ivy, I say, well, I send him to Amy. That's my wife. So she goes over. So she'll answer by it half the time. Occasionally I'll say, yeah, I'm Ivy. But basically, it all goes back. She comes from a restaurant family. And I think at age 2, her grandmother's sister had one in Peru, LaSalle, Illinois. So, you know, there were, you know, child labor laws were pretty loose back then.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in the kitchen right then, you know, at a very young age. And on the outside of the building, you know, at a young age, you know, you notice certain things. And I guess there was ivy all over it.
Oh.
So it was like it's an association more with the plant, you know, in cooking. And, you know, she didn't want it to be like before it was the restaurant. It was a catering, like Amy's Catering, which is a little generic. So it just became Ivy's. And we just kept with it.
I think it fits, too. I think like the aesthetic you're going for, like it really fits.
Yeah, I just like now you explain it. It makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So give us a little bit of background about yourself there, Wayne.
Oh, me, it's funny. My background is actually in art, illustration. I was a cartoonist for the Post Tribune and Gary for many years, editorial. Mm-hmm. And murals. I've done a lot of murals around. So,
and anything we might have seen?
Well, let's see. I've done lots and lots of them, so I'm trying to think of I know in Valparaiso, probably the biggest known one is on Lifestyles.
Okay.
It's a big outdoor one. That's one that's, you know, still there, held up pretty well. Done just a lot of Mexican restaurants, El Cantarito Mexican restaurant, a lot of work for Wagner's, Dave Wagner's, which being in that business, it's like all my friends became, well, friends were restaurant owners because that's how I'd met them. So when it became time to open one, I had all this great
advice
available to me because, believe me, I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm. So other than, you know, you're doing the artistical things, did you have any other occupations like in the restaurant or anything else? Or you pretty much did work for the papers and stuff?
No, before that, you know, you go to college of art, you know, you come out, what do? You work in a restaurant.
Okay.
So, you know, at age 15, I started at Wendy's and you learn that basic stuff. And I think, you know, by the time I was in my early 20s, I was mostly doing like greasy spoons in bowling alleys.
Right.
Where basically you did everything.
You're almost like a musician.
You too. Right, you took the order, and then you ran over and you made it, and then they called the number, you know, and lane 22, you know, and they come up and get it. And I liked it. And that's pretty much the hardest part for me is I'm still used to working alone. And now you got to work with a bunch of employees and people and, you know. And,
so why'd you get back into food? I mean, you...
Well, it's Amy.
Amy did it.
You know, the economy a while back was getting a little bad, and I was kind of like, yeah, you know. So I met up with Amy, and I was helping her a bit with her catering and all that stuff. And I just decided, hey, let's – I figured she needed a restaurant, you know.
So when did the restaurant start?
It'll be 5 years this January.
Wow, so it's still kind of new. Building.
It is kind of new still. Well,
yeah, we made it past that hump.
But, yeah.
And I think it'll be April. The first week of April we open. That'll be our fifth anniversary.
Yeah, you know, and everyone always says, oh, the past the first year. It's not the first year. It's more like 3 years. If you can get past about 3 years, then it seems like you're going pretty good.
Exactly.
So describe, like, how many seats are in the Bohemian House? How many, you know, the ambiance, the decor? What do people expect, you know, when they go there to see?
Well, everybody always... They always enjoy the feel of the place when they go in. And really, there wasn't really a plan. It was kind of like Amy and I had found some stuff. We said, oh, this is neat. Found something in the closet, and we just decorated it in our own way, which sort of feels European to a lot of people. And we just decided, you know, we would just, you know, we had to make our own furniture. We had to make a lot of things just because we really didn't have a lot of capital.
Now, so is this a house?
It originally is a house. There's the original use of it was there's a pretty famous old bar in Chesterton called Flannery's, and the guy J.P. Flannery who opened that was his house.
Okay.
And then since then it had been many things over the years: dress shop, I don't know, a pottery shop.
How old is it? How old is the building? You think?
Early 1900s.
So it's haunted. 1900s.
That's what everybody says and everybody thinks. But I haven't seen anything.
Okay. Seating, outdoor seating, inside, what do you...
We have a lot of outdoor seating. We have like 20 up front, and we have a backyard area, which is really, really nice. And this spring, we'll be putting a little outdoor tiki bar out there.
Okay.
Because I want to have a, you know, that's what we're missing. We need a nice little tiki bar feeling back there. And the upstairs lounge, you know, it seats about 20. We do a lot of private parties up there around the holidays. You know, if you got, you know, people from work, small family, friends get together. It has its own little bar area up there. And the main room downstairs does about 25.
Okay. So basically, if somebody was wanting to do a private party, Christmas party, they would rent the upper part out?
Yep. Right, and there's no fee for it. We just say, oh, we'll give you the room.
Well, give everyone, well, folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to the Ivy's Bohemian House out of Chesterton, and visit with Wayne. I was going to say, can you tell us, like, the phone number, the address, things like that, so, you know.
Sure. It's 219-929-4319. And our address, we're right downtown Chesterton at the corner of 4th and Broadway, right next to our friend who you've met before, Joe Butler.
Yeah.
He's our next-door neighbor. Wow. We even have some of his wine at our place as well.
Wow.
So do you need reservations?
You know, on the weekends, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because we're not very big, you know, so.
So how are hours? Like
Wednesday through Sunday.
We
open at 11, and we're open till 9 at night. Well, last seating's 9. So. You can stay as long as you want. I don't mind.
So, how did you come up with the name Bohemian? I mean, what are you trying to? You're trying to represent any regions in Eastern Europe? I mean,
not really so much. You know, what we were thinking about, it was more of like a design aspect. You know, with my art background, I was thinking, you know, more of that feeling. I wanted to create that Bohemia. Not so much the region, not so much like Bohemia, which is Czechoslovakia now. Even though a lot, so we have some of our things, that old Eastern European, more of like the gypsy roots of it, where they were in that area when it was Bohemia and moved around. And of course, you know, there's double meanings to that, where you're from. Or, you know, the Bohemian artists of the 20s and late 1800s and the early 1920s. And even here, you know, in the 50s, the bohemian lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there some French French influence?
A lot of French influence.
It seems like your food's like really savory. It's really got some body to it. It you know, it's something that's hearty. Is that a good way of describing it?
I would say so, yeah. A lot of comfort food. We do a lot of vegetarian things as well. Mm-hmm. So because, you know, there's a lot of vegan going on. Mm-hmm. We always have plenty of those options. And gluten-free, you know, that's the big thing now. So mm-hmm.
That's a big question we always get too.
About gluten-free. Now you do carryouts?
We do.
Okay. How about catering?
Do you do
off-premise?
Yes.
And how do you deal with that? I mean, how extensive do you get into that? I mean, do you just do drop-off? Do you have service?
We have all of it. We can do either way.
Okay.
So we have drop-off. We have service. We have a bar license, so we can go somewhere and set up.
Oh, really?
You know, a private bar for parties. And,
oh, wow.
So the Ivy's Bohemian House over in Chesterton, when you're dealing with those kind of foods, are there different herbs and spices that we might not know about that you use there that the listening public might say, oh, I never thought about putting that into my cabbage or my shepherd's pie or anything like that?
Well, we use an insane amount of garlic. We get it by the truckload. Occasionally we get someone come in and say, oh, I'm allergic to garlic, and it's better to run fast because I think it's in the walls by now. But so a whole lot of garlic, unusual ones, you know, Herbes de Provence.
What's that?
That's just a classic French mixture of just a whole bunch of stuff. It's like a curry.
Right.
Nobody really knows exactly what's in it, but mm-hmm. it's just a light, I don't know, like parsley, and, mm-hmm. you know, base. It's just a nice mix.
Yeah, mixture.
To go across to give a nice flavor. We use a lot of Cajun things, smoked paprika. We use all kinds of...
Is there anything that's overwhelming? Like you walk in a Greek restaurant, it's like, oh, I smell the oregano everywhere. I mean, yeah. Is there anything like that except for the garlic?
You know, that and basil. We use a lot of basil.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of basil.
A lot of basil. I don't know. I think we have like every spice. We even use some Ethiopian spices.
Are you in there cooking a lot or is it Amy?
Well, Amy's the real chef, but we're about 50-50 in everything. So I do a lot of the cooking, a lot of the prep stuff. You know, we do, you know, we even do falafels.
Well, you know what? I also noticed that you do farm to table. You try to work really hard doing farm to table.
Yes, during the season we buy a lot from the local farms and farmers around the area.
So attire, because your food's I could see at lunch you being, you know, like casual, but I bet you at dinner is it a little bit more upscale? Do you have a certain attire that you look for? Is it semi casual? How is it when you walk in there?
Yeah, I'd say semi casual.
Okay,
I mean I think we got the Rose Award last year.
What is that Rose Award?
I don't know. It's ROSE. It stands for...
it's an acronym, then.
Yeah, it's an acronym. Like, I don't know, something regional. Recognition of Service Excellence.
Okay.
That's what it is. So we got Casual Dining Restaurant of the Year.
Okay, wow.
For I don't know, I guess it's like Porter County, the beach area.
Oh, wow.
That kind of thing. So... That was nice because I didn't even know we were running for it.
Well, that's even better, isn't it?
So I'm like, oh, good. So that helps. But
who do you got on the line, Jose?
So I have Cynthia from Valparaiso.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Hello. I am well. Thank you.
Good.
Hi, Cynthia.
You got a question? You got a question for us?
Not really a question. I was just glad to hear the interview, and I love Ivy's Bohemia House, and Wayne is just a wonderful presence there. So I would recommend to anyone that if they haven't been there, they certainly need to stop by.
Have you tried any of the absinthe drinks there?
I have not, but I went in after a trip to Cuba, and I had this craving. There was a daiquiri that was made down this little street. And I explained to Wayne what I was looking for, and he
had it for
made
me?
It up for me. So
you remember that, Wayne?
You remember
I
that?
Do. I remember you exactly now.
Yes. So So,
I remember I made a couple, as I recall, because I was trying to get it exactly.
One for me, one for you?
Yeah.
Well, I made two, trying to get that right. So like, we'll try it. Was it more like this? Was it more like that?
Yes.
And then I had three or four later, I think, after you left.
So what was it?
You know what? I tried to base all of our drinks on a lot of research, finding that original, because we make all our own juices, all our own syrups. And I based it on the original daiquiri recipe from La Floridita, Cuba in Havana.
Mm.
Yes.
You know, we can't get Cuban rum, of course, but, you know, adding a little maraschino liqueur,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the fresh lime and, you know, just fresh sugar, as simple as possible.
An unspiced rum, isn't
yes.
it? Right?
Yeah, we use like a white, mm-hmm. clear white rum. I use Appleton. Mm. It's like a clean white Jamaican rum, and it seems to be closer to me than anything
I think
else.
That's my favorite.
So it took Jamaican, you yep. it took you right back to your vacation?
It did.
Now, when you go to the Bohemian House, what do you get for food-wise? Which one of your
one of my favorite is a portabella in strudel. I can't have like a pastry wrapped portabella. Mm. I can't think of the name.
I think that's it. I don't even know if it's, yeah, the portabella Dill Havarti portabella strudel.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Everybody orders it differently because it's just a description to it. But, yeah, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And I just I love the classic tomato basil soup. It's just marvelous.
How's the decor in there? How do you like the ambiance?
Oh, I think that's part of it. You know, I love dining there with other people, but I have business in Chesterton frequently, and I'm just very comfortable going in and sitting by myself there as well.
Wow.
It's
that tranquil to you.
Yes, it is. And there's not obnoxious music and distraction.
That's good to know, because that's a huge factor when you go to places.
Right. So, you know what? You know, Wayne, he just passed me over a gift card from to Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton, and we're going to mail that out to you.
All right. I appreciate that.
Thank you for calling in, Cynthia.
Yeah, thank you, Cynthia.
Thanks, Cynthia.
You're
See
most
you
welcome.
Soon.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Folks, it's that easy. 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton. And you know what? Wayne will send you out a gift card so you can try out this stuff. And you know what? You brought in some items for us today, and they were all really delicious. Can you kind of take us through what you brought in? You said it was pretty much a tapestry of Polish food.
Yeah, it was like our classic Polish platter. We brought our, you know, our house-made Polish sausage.
And you make that?
We do. It's a fresh, because people always ask. It's not smoked. It's more of the fresh style.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, what else? Glumkies.
What's a glumkie?
It's a stuffed cabbage roll.
And it's called glumkie?
It's called glumkie.
Okay.
It's called a lot of names.
Yeah,
in different parts of the, you know, the Europe, they have all these different names. It's like those little cookies, those Russian tea
cakes. Oh, yeah, everyone, yeah.
There's a million names for them, but
we call them gurubiadis in Greek.
Yeah, right.
And what else you got up there?
Up there I did our pierogies. Those are our five cheese and potato.
That was good.
And halouski, which is like egg noodles, bacon, butter, and cabbage.
That classic. Was good, too. That is a classic.
I have not tried that one. I'm going to sneak
over. No, we actually used to make that version. And I did grocery store delis for like 21 years. Mm. And we had a Polish lady, and she used to make that version for that hot case. You know how you see them in a deli? We used to make that all the time, and I used to just love it. And this is really good. I mean, really, really good. The thing that was different is I didn't realize this, but applesauce is characteristically used for the pierogies?
Yes.
See, I never knew that.
Which process is it used for the pierogi?
Like, to dip it in.
It, really?
Yeah. Oh, have you ever?
Never.
Never. And we've had a lot of pierogi guys on here. Never has anyone ever brought applesauce to dip the pierogi.
So there
in.
Is applesauce?
There's always sour cream.
You know, yeah. I might have to take a bite right now just to see.
We serve ours with both. What? Sour cream and applesauce.
So you make them you make them yourself, the
right.
pierogies. So what's the secret of making a good pierogi dough?
Sour cream. You put sour cream in the dough.
Oh, really? Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. That's
now. Do
basically,
you guys do the noodles?
The noodles? No.
You buy in the noodles?
Yeah, we buy our noodles.
Yeah, and the sausage you pump. Now, what makes it a, what spices and herbs or whatever you use in it makes it a Polish sausage?
See, you know what we got there? It's classic. It's salt, pepper, garlic, a little marjoram. And that's really it.
Really?
Yeah, just a lot of garlic and, you know.
And you ask, you have a machine that you just pump it in through the tube? I mean, you use pork intestine?
Yep, we use the sheep casings, I think.
Oh, sheep?
I think it's they all look the same. Yeah. When they're, I don't know where. And then we just have that little hand crank and we put them in.
I got to say, I just tried a pierogi with applesauce. I didn't think it would like change it as much, but
yeah,
there's a blend of flavors in there that's really unique.
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
I need to start having my pierogies with applesauce.
Now, the Polish, you guys just bake it off, or you boil it off, or how do you cook it?
We boil it and then we finish it on the grill.
Mm.
So, your place also has like a kid friendly menu. You have kid menus, anything like that?
We don't have kid menus, but we. We always have, you know, we have a great mac and cheese and, you know, the pastas and things like that that they tend to go toward. Our grilled cheese is very popular.
Yeah. Your grilled cheese is made a little different than most grilled cheese. It's just like two slices of yellow American. What's in that grilled cheese?
Well, we use a cheddar cheese. We use Swiss. We use a smoked Gouda and mozzarella. So we use a combination of
everything. That's good with the tomato and basil soup. Yeah.
And then, you know, that's what Cynthia, the caller, was saying, that you have great tomato basil soup. Is that your everyday house soup?
Yes.
There's a tomato basil? Now, that's you actually, I mean, you make it from scratch?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh, wow.
That is really good. I bet this time of the year it's very popular.
Oh, yeah. And this time of year, we always have two soups year-round. And this time of year, sometimes we'll have, you know, three or four different soups going on right now. Like, we got a gypsy goulash going on today.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was leaving, we were working on a bean, like a Cuban bean soup, I think we were doing.
Yeah, it's all left up to Amy?
Well, Amy's the soup master, you know. She's
the soup Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah, we could have a place that just does soup, you know. And
yeah.
She's just a natural. Everything she makes is just phenomenal.
Folks, find out what's going on at Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton, 769-9577, 769-9577. And Wayne will send you out a gift card the station will, to Ivy's Bohemian House out of Chesterton. Falafels. What's a falafel?
Oh, it's a Middle Eastern chickpea, sort of like.
Now, how did that go from Middle Eastern over to into what brought that into that Eastern European blend?
Oh, you know, when we'd opened up, we were just kind of thinking, and we wanted to keep it open and where the menu constantly changed. Like, every day there's a different special. Every weekend there's different specials. Like, I think, tonight we're doing a ribeye for a special, and we're doing doing a piccata.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do a creamy piccata. We change everything all the time. Sometimes we'll do ribs. Oh, I think we're doing a ratatouille. I always have to think
my
of
favorite
the mouse.
Movie.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing a ratatouille, and that's going on tonight.
And
so
that's what I'm telling folks out there. Your menu is totally different than what you find around here at all. I mean, you don't find what you have. Can you tell me another place that makes ratatouille around here? Nobody.
No.
How about shepherd's pie? You make a shepherd's pie, right?
We do a great shepherd's pie.
And tell people probably think, oh, it's a pot pie, but shepherd's pie is not like a pot pie. How do you make a shepherd's pie?
Shepherd's pie is, we use beef.
Okay.
You know, traditionally you use lamb or something.
Mutton or whatever.
Yeah, so we use beef because people like it more. And then we do, you know, we have it with peas, carrots, you know, the classic mirepoix, you know, we just put that all together. With a tomato-y, you know,
yeah, like a base
into
to it. Yeah.
With a base. So it's like a really, really thick, soupy, you know. And then we top it with potatoes.
Right. And people think it's going to be like a pie crust. But it isn't. It's like a mashed potato. You pipe it on or lay it on.
Yeah.
And then you bake it, right?
Right.
And it comes out delicious, I bet you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best of both worlds.
And ours has been Irish tested by a guy named Ian, who was from there, and he likes it, so he should know.
You know, you also do dishes with eggplants.
Yes.
Okay.
Eggplant parmesan.
Yes. And can you tell people the secret, or how do you handle your eggplant, a fresh eggplant? Do you do something different to it?
We slice it. We'll put a little salt on it just to pull out some of the water.
Water, exactly.
And then
it takes the bitterness out of it, too.
Right. Then we bread it, pan sear it, and then we layer it. We pre-bake it like a lasagna. So we'll put the, a layer, and then, lots of Parmesan, our own house marinara, which we make.
Folks don't realize that. You can't just take an eggplant, cut it up, and just eat it. I mean, you got to get that water out of it to have a better luck with it. And also the salt on there makes it less bitter. So you basically slice it, lay it out on
some paper. What a coincidence. I recently cooked with eggplant, and I had no idea the moisture and stuff you had to take
out. Yeah, you lay it out on some paper toweling, a little salt. Let it just sit there for 15, 20 minutes, and it's amazing what comes out of it. Mm-hmm. We got callers, don't we? They want to talk to Wayne, not me. Let's go.
Yes, yes. So we have Jake right now from Hobart, Indiana. How you doing, Jake?
Go Brickies.
I'm doing great. Thanks.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
You got a question
for me? How are you guys doing?
Oh, we've been eating this food, and we had some drinks. We're doing pretty good. I got to kind of lay off a little bit. I'm going to lose my train of thought here. So go ahead, give us a question.
Sure, I'm just wondering about the cabbage rolls.
And what about them?
I'm wondering how they're made, because when I try to make them at home, they always fall apart. So is there a trick to it?
They fall apart. I think for that, the biggest trick is just getting cabbage big enough. Because, you got those jumbo ones, because otherwise you just don't get enough to wrap around.
So how big are we talking? Like hand size?
Like your head. Yeah,
like a head size. We tried to get actual human head size, which depending on the season.
I have a pretty huge head, so.
Bigger the better.
Depending on the season's harder, than other times. But otherwise, if you only have the smaller ones, try to layer them up like fanning them. Where you start and roll part way and then put it onto another one and continue the roll to try to get that to go around.
So do you pre-cook your rice? Do you part cook it?
Cook
it all the way?
Yep, we pre-cook it.
So you cook it all the way?
Yes.
And then you add what meats do you add to it?
Beef.
Beef?
Yeah.
Ground beef. Now, when you use the cabbage, do you ever use red cabbage? Does
Not
it work
with
the
that.
Same?
We haven't used it with that.
Okay.
So, Jake, what are you putting in your cabbage?
I usually put rice and some type of meat.
Now, Jake, do you bake yours in the oven, or you can do it on top of the stove? How do you do it, Wayne?
We bake them in the oven.
And how about you, Jake?
Yeah, I bake them as well.
Now, they can be put in the pot, right? And the sauce can go around, and you can kind of do it on top of your stove, or no? Or do you want to lay them out straight instead?
Yeah. You could. If you had a deep pot and you put a little bit of water at the bottom just to keep that steam going, put it on low, and then get a nice top on it.
Jake, what are you having for dinner tonight?
I wish it was cabbage rolls, for sure.
We got them over here. I'm sorry, man.
I'm going to say it's making
So what we're going
to... I might be having a potato soup. That's what I think I'm having.
Hey, have you ever been out to Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton?
Once a long time ago.
It's been a while? Do you remember what you got out there?
The cabbage rolls.
Oh, there you go.
They're awesome.
Wayne, these cabbage rolls, you can get them for catering, huh? Do you sell them by the pans?
We do. Yes, we do.
There we go. We're going to send you out a gift card. Wayne's going to give me a gift card. We're going to send it out to you to Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton. And you know what? Put that towards a pan of cabbage rolls or something. How's that?
Great. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Jake.
Thank you.
And right after Jake, we have Joe from Ogden Dunes.
Joe, how are you?
I am fantastic. Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for holding on. I know we get a little bit of winded sometimes, especially when we're drinking alcohol.
No problem.
You got a question. Jose, put that down. You got a question for us?
I actually don't have a question. I want to just tell you about this wonderful restaurant. I had some friends who said, we have to take you to Ivy's Bohemia House. And I said, what are you talking about? Where is this place? I've never heard of it. We went out. Cute little old Victorian-looking house, different dining rooms that you can go to. We went upstairs, and the bar up there is just phenomenal.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Little gem hidden away in downtown Chesterton.
Exactly.
And I can't say enough about the food. First of all, we ordered cocktails, as I guess you guys are enjoying.
Very much so.
Very much.
I have not even opened my bottle of water yet.
Okay.
I got a water bottle.
ordered cocktails. The cocktails were like craft cocktails, very nicely performed. And then when I looked at the menu, my eyes went straight to the sampler platter, which had cabbage rolls, sausage and sauerkraut, and pierogi.
That's what we're having here right now.
It's delicious.
How can you go wrong? Who makes that stuff? There is not one restaurant I know that makes that and makes it well.
Yeah, that's what I was saying here. I was saying the same thing, Joe.
So I instantly fell in love, and then the server came up, and
she was a belly dancer. Go ahead.
No, she was not. That's the only thing that could have made it better. The owners, I went down to look at desserts. The server said, you've got to try the dessert. So I went down to look at the dessert case, and I believe the owner's wife was in back of the case, and she explained all the desserts to me, and just another phenomenal selection. Just incredible. I didn't know what to get.
It sounds like you're giving it a 5-star, huh?
You know, I was totally impressed, and I was amazed that I had not heard of this place before.
You probably walked out the front door, and you thought you were going to be looking at the Willis Tower, probably. You probably thought you were in a restaurant in Chicago somewhere.
Yes, it will rival any downtown restaurant.
I agree.
Definitely.
Thank you very much. So what we're going to do,
we're
going to send you a gift card out to Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton. How's that sound?
I will use that.
There you go.
All right. And I'll make sure the belly dancer server's in that night. Give us a call ahead of time. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks for calling,
Joe.
When I
make the reservation, it'll be Joe from Ogden Dunes. So tell her to get her bells going.
All right. There you go.
Joe from Ogden Dunes. Thanks, Joe. Man.
Folks, all right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, call in. We only got like maybe 15 minutes left. The hour goes by fast. 769-9577. 769-9577. You're joining us here on Let's Eat. We got Jose in the captain chair. I'm Chef Nick. We got Wayne here from Ivy's Bohemian House out of Chesterton. He's got some gift cards. If you call in, ask a good question. You know what? Desserts. You make other things. You can get back. But for some reason, I want something sweet. So how are desserts? I've heard, I saw it on your website. You do desserts. You do wedding cake. You do all kinds of stuff. You might as well almost, I was saying to Jose, there's so much content here that you can almost do a show just probably on your bakery part of it all.
Right. We do all our baking. We do a lot of classic. And we try to keep it changing. We have some ones that we always have, like our Pecan Davies, which is like a pecan bar, kind of like a pecan pie, but it's cooked a little bit further so it gets more caramelly, if that's a word, caramelly. Right.
More caramelized.
I think so. I'd accept it in Scrabble.
You know, so it has a little more body to it, and it's on like a shortbread dough at the bottom. You know, our lemon bars, we make cheesecakes. We do a New Orleans bread pudding with bourbon cream sauce.
Mm-hmm. Now, I forgot the name, but those powdery, like, donuts that you
I was going to ask you, do you do the punchkis?
We haven't done the punchkis yet. We do the... what are the ones, the Cafe Le Monde down there, and the fried donuts?
Beignets.
We do those. I'd love to do those all the time, but we always do them during the big Mardi Gras.
Right. So that's only a seasonal thing when you do
them? Right, because, we do them traditionally. We mix it, and you got to rise the dough and cook them to order.
What's your best-selling dessert, you think?
It's probably the pecan one, our chocolate cakes.
You make all this stuff.
We make all of that, yeah.
Folks, like I said, we got not even 15 minutes. 769-9577, 769-9577, and get a gift card to check out Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton. So you also do wedding cakes.
Yes, we do a lot of catering. We do a lot of, the full wedding thing. You know, we do the food. We do the...
Who does your cakes? You have a special...
That's Amy.
Really?
Amy/Ivy.
How many hands does she
have? She's a pastry chef.
Oh, is she?
From her background.
Wow.
Yeah. That's at the Hilton Hotel in Portland, Oregon years ago. Apparently, she made cupcakes for Al Gore when he was in town.
Oh, really? He looks like he ate a lot, and I saw him on the show the other night.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah, he looks pretty big now.
I remember Al Gore?
Yeah.
She didn't have her. Apparently, it was a high security thing, so you had to have your tag on all the time. Well, she took the tag on because it kept getting in the way of decorating. Well, she forgot, went upstairs, and she had, you know, several guns from the
securities,
you know, on her.
Just bringing
it's
in
like, they're cupcakes.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not filled with anything.
Nitroglycerin.
So does Amy make the frostings and everything?
Yes. And classic buttercream, you know, the original Italian buttercream.
Fruit fillings?
Yeah. We'll do tarts. Fruit fillings, compotes,
you even
tarts.
You even say you make your own syrups for the bar.
Yes.
Like, what kind of syrups do you make?
Well, like our classic simple syrup, you know,
Sugar, lemon, and water.
Water, you know.
And, uh-huh. And then you add things to them for the flavors?
Yes. We'll add different things to the flavors to get, you know, depending what we're making.
So I feel really dumb right now. I was looking at your menu the whole time, and I flipped it over, and it's entirely a new menu on the other side.
Double-sided.
So I'm seeing something. It's the French Quarter, and it's a specialty salad. And yes. I've seen Cajun ranch.
Yes.
So do you guys make that there?
We do.
Now, what goes, is like a spicier ranch or?
Yes, it is. It's basically our ranch that we, our normal dill ranch that we just won't put the dill in it. And then instead we put in just, you know, just some classic Cajun seasonings.
Mm.
Wow. So it has a little bit of spice.
And you do well on your salads because you have also a salad that's a steak salad.
Yeah, the black and blue. It's a black Angus steak with, it's a ribeye is what we generally will use with it. And blue cheese. Fresh blue cheese crumbles.
You know what the thing I really like about your place? You are, which we have a little patio too. You are dog friendly.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. You don't see that too much.
No, not at all. I mean, so basically where are the dogs allowed?
Oh, we have a front patio and they're always welcome up there. In the backyard in the summer, you know, depending, sometimes it works. Sometimes if you get too many dogs together in the backyard, you know, they'll start, you know.
Yeah.
Barking or, you know, running around in the garden. Because we have a garden out back, too, in the summer.
Where really?
We grow our own herbs and, you know, our mint for our mojitos. We have a little patch back there for that.
Wow.
So
sounds like perfect tiki attire.
That's what I'm hoping for.
How's Chesterton been treating you?
Chesterton's great. You know, I mean, we got a lot of regulars. We have people will come in every week. Some people we've seen, you know, 3 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's always something different on the menu they can come and try.
So, any kind of community events you're involved with?
You know, we're working with the downtown right now because, you know, it's really getting together in a good way where they're trying to get everybody working together to just bring it up, you know, make it more. Because it's becoming really touristy. There's been a lot of write-ups from Chicago.
Right. Aren't you – the wine trail kind of goes through there, doesn't it?
Right. So with more breweries opening up, more wineries, you know, it's really
it's funny
changed
how,
a lot.
Yeah, how people – like, remember when we were kids, everyone gravitated towards the malls and all that. Now everyone's gravitating to the old squares, the downtown areas.
Yeah.
And places like Crown Point and Valparaiso. And now even Chesterton is growing. Do you see that?
Oh, yeah.
You see new restaurants and all the time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Chesterton's really, really coming around now.
So do you do anything with, like, farmers markets or anything like that?
Yeah, there's one that we're right in the middle of it during the summer. They have this European
They surround
market.
Your restaurant, so you just open the front door.
You know, we started with that. You know, I think before we opened the restaurant, we did that market for, like, 5 years every Saturday. And we, you know, we made our own, you know, barbecue sauces, marinara, you know, different dressings and sold it there.
Was pretty good.
Yeah,
I hear about the Chesterton Farmers Market. It's actually a pretty good one.
Yeah, it is a good one. It's big.
So, you know, you do seasonal items. So right now you're doing turkeys, but you're probably booked up. But tell us. So somebody wants to do something next year. How do you deal with the turkeys?
Well, we're closed on Thursday because, you know, we want to give everybody who works for us, you know, time to go do what they need to do. But Amy and I go there and we just make a bunch of full dinners for people to come and pick up. So we took the reservations for it. We filled up because, you know, and we filled up too much. I think I need to borrow an oven. So we got an extra over at your place. So I'm thinking, oh, man.
Turkey fryer.
Right. Yeah, fry some of those out back. But, yeah, so I think we're doing, like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, 200 people. They're coming to pick up.
Wow. And these packages, what do they consist of?
Oh, what are we doing? Like a green bean casserole, you know, the yams, mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey with the stuffing.
You leave the turkey whole.
Yep, we leave the turkey whole.
And they get, like, heating instructions because it's all going to be put out.
Right. It'll be hot when they get it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Oh, really?
Just basically, they just have to keep it warm.
Wow.
You know.
So what's your secret about seasoning a turkey? So it's just, how do you deal with the turkey? That's everyone's question. Instead of calling the Butterball Hotline, you call Wayne at Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton, and he'll tell you how he deals with his turkey. But how do you deal with your turkeys?
You know what? We stuff it with oranges, apples, ooh, onions, and garlic.
Really? Any that other seasoning?
Inside. That's inside.
Right.
And on the top is just a lot, just salt and pepper, mm-hmm, and paprika.
Whoa.
Because that paprika gives it a nice color, too, as it cooks. And we bard it with butter.
Okay.
And people who don't know what that is, it's kind of weird. It always creeps me out a bit. But you peel the skin up slightly, and you shove pads of butter inside of it.
Yeah.
And so it cooks.
Does that hurt the
turkey? It holds.
I think he's already he's done with his pain.
He's done it?
Okay.
So here's a big question. Do you cook your turkey covered or uncovered?
It really depends on the size of the turkey, because we don't want it to overcook it. So sometimes we'll do a partial. Okay. I'll start it covered.
Right.
And then like halfway through, I'll pull it off so we start to get that color.
Okay. What size turkeys are you doing?
Oh, we're doing – most of them are around 20 pounds.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty much it. So now we're going to be getting into the holiday. Folks, when you got like 6 minutes left, you want to make a quick phone call to us, 769-9577, 769-9577. Join us on Let's See with Jose and me. We got Wayne from Ivy's Bohemian House out of Chesterton. We got a chance to ask him a question and get a gift card. Seasonal. Now we're getting into Christmas. Anything going to be different?
Well, we'll definitely do a lot of different desserts for it.
Okay.
You know, special, I don't know, Christmas twists to our brownies. You know, do some crushed candy cane kind of things, you know, Christmas cookies. We do all that stuff for the holidays.
How about gingerbread houses?
Gingerbread houses? We haven't done a house, but it would be fun.
Well, there's contests for those, too. They have
they
have gingerbread house contests. I don't know where they have it, but I think they got one coming up here in a couple of weeks. I heard about people talking about it. Now, you do all these off-premise items. Catering events. What's the largest one and most extravagant one you think you've done?
Oh, you know, I don't know. You know, we do a lot of them across the street from us. Like, you know, I told you Joe Butler was right next to us with his great winery. Right across the street, there's this bed and breakfast that's in an old train depot, and they have a main room where there's always some catering thing going on. So we work with them a lot, and they're a really great venue to work with. So we do a little bit of everything over there. And they got a little bar set up, so we'll go over there and we'll set the bar up so it's a fully functioning thing. I mean, we've done everything, big weddings, small weddings.
What's the largest in people on size-wise?
We try to stay under 200 just because we're small.
Right.
Because, you know, weddings can get huge. And those
So do you have special, like, moving events where you bring, like, the decanter and you can make the absinthe cocktails?
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can set that all up and, you know, we can supply bartenders, you know, for special parties.
You also do your own corned beef.
We do.
Now, what
classic
meat?
Reuben.
Yeah, how do you, if you don't mind telling us, what cut of meat and what kind of seasoning and how do you deal with it?
Well, we try to get the best, you know, quality as possible. You know, all our meats we get are, you know, just, I don't know if you'd say organic, but whatever that, you know, whatever that is for meat, you know, just the best thing, no hormones, things along those lines. And we just, you know, season it ourselves, some celery, and boil it until it just right, and then we slice it up and put them on. You know,
how do you make? Go ahead.
Well, we wanted to do when I was thinking, oh, we'll do a Reuben. It's like I want that Reuben to be one where somebody from New York comes out and says, "Oh, yeah, that's good." Same with our pastrami. We don't make our pastrami there.
I was going to ask you what brand you carry.
The pastrami, I think, is Eisenberg.
Oh, that's a good
New York.
One. Yeah.
So, because I'm like,
I did delis. I know what Eisenberg is.
So we stick with that. We always just try to get the best that we can possibly get. Someday we'll mess around with making pastrami, but you know.
So how do you make a Reuben, a vegetarian Reuben?
Oh, you know what? That's really more of just a name.
Okay.
because it was something that Amy would make for me. Because I'm a vegetarian.
Okay.
30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is interesting because, you know, I know how to make everything there, but there's a lot of things that I haven't had.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
Now, is that the Reuben Kincaid or is that something different?
That's the Reuben Kincaid. You know, because, you know, the old, was it the Partridge Family?
Yeah.
That's a little nod.
I get it.
So that was something
you don't know
Amy.
What that is
yet. I do not.
That was something Amy made for me. It's basically double Swiss, double sauerkraut. And it was really more like a
sauerkraut sandwich?
A sauerkraut sandwich, yeah. Which I really like.
I was going to say, that sounds delicious.
I've been trying to find a substitute meat that has a corned beef to it. Do they?
Yeah, they have a vegetarian corned beef. I saw it on Shark Tank.
The Impossible Reuben?
No, yeah, it's the lady started. It was actually on Shark Tank Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's probably something. It's some private name, but it looks just like corned beef, but it's made out of beets and things like that.
Wow. Hmm.
So that makes it a little bit different. What are some of your challenges?
Just getting the best people to work for you possible, getting your best staff, you know, getting good servers that are, you know, good, and also just, you know, approachable, friendly. Yeah. You know, I want it to be a place where people can come out and feel comfortable, whether they're wearing, you know, they just came from the beach or they're wearing a suit. So,
you got any mentors?
Oh, no, not really.
No, not even Superman?
No.
Any inspirations, like when it comes to the restaurant and like, the business practices, is there anyone that you like follow, like, I don't know, Gordon Ramsay or something like that?
Oh, you know, I always enjoyed watching Anthony Bourdain.
Okay.
Where he traveled with it.
Right,
he had a nice, terrible attitude, but in a good way.
I was like, I used to love his layover. Like, you'd go there.
Yeah.
And
it was
read
great.
Out of a travel book.
So
I really liked him and Cajun.
So we're down to the last couple minutes here. Why don't you give everyone your address, your phone number, your website, your Facebook?
Sure. Website is www.ivysbohemiahouse.com. And our number is 219-929-4319. We're open Wednesday through Sunday, lunch through dinner. And on Sundays, we open at 10 because we do a Bloody Mary bar year-round.
Boom.
It's no additional charge. It's our normal $7 Bloody Mary.
So we have a minute. I have to ask, how do you do your Bloody Mary? Because I love
it. We make our own Bloody Mary mix. So that's the trick.
Yeah.
You can't get this anywhere but our place. We do jar it. So next weekend, they'll be having this European market it's the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So, and we'll have some.
We forgot to tell everyone, you guys also have breakfast.
On Sunday, we do.
And they do quiches and they do what, traditional egg
quiche,
thing?
Yeah. We do like a crab cakes Benedict, quiches. We do our bagel sandwiches. It changes a little bit.
So we're down to the last minute here. Go ahead, say whatever you want to say to the public out there.
Oh, I just want to thank everybody who comes out to our place and has made it successful. You know, I mean, we really started with just an idea, and I took down a phone number and wrote it down and called and said we'd take it, and Amy didn't even know about that. I just knew, you know, we just needed to do it. And, you know, we just started it. I think we had $2,000. We started the whole place.
Oh, that's great.
Wow.
That's really good. So I want to thank Wayne from Ivy's Bohemian House in Chesterton for joining us. He's busy. He's going to go back for dinner time right now. I want to thank Jose for filling in for Sharon Jackson.
Thank you for having me. I always appreciate
when
you
have me.
Yeah,
because I always have some kind of food here probably. That's what it is. I'm just kidding. And I want to tell everyone root for Hobart, Merrillville, Andrean, Valparaiso. I hope they all have a good game tonight. And I want to wish everyone a happy and safe weekend and to tune in next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, to Chef Nick's Let's Eat. All Yasu. Right.